Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times bestselling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Hello and welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield and it's Friday. I love Fridays, heading into the weekend, coming to the end of the week. And I sort of feel bittersweet about Friday this time because we're ending this whole series we've been doing all week on progress to perfection. And what a great series it's been. This is such powerful biblical stuff that touches on some themes that, you know, many people just won't draw near to. Derek has been teaching us about the seven-part progression from the words of the Apostle Peter. And today, he's going to be talking to us about the last two, brotherly kindness, and the seventh step, which is love. I mean, this has just been a powerful challenge to us, and it's so thoroughly biblical. I hope you've been listening. If you haven't, you can log on to the website at derekprince.org. But get your Bible and something to write with so that you can really let these truths sink into your life. And let's listen now as Derek teaches us on brotherly kindness and love.
In our spirits, we've been climbing together the seven successive upward steps that lead us from our initial faith in Christ to our goal of full spiritual development. As we have seen, these steps are clearly set out for us in 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 5 through 7. For this very reason, make every effort to add to your faith goodness, to goodness knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, to perseverance, godliness, to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, love. There are the seven successive upward steps from faith: goodness, knowledge, self-control, perseverance, godliness, brotherly kindness, and love. May I suggest that you would find it very helpful to memorize these seven steps? Just keep going over them to yourself until you can say them without hesitation and in the right order. Then you'll always have a spiritual yardstick with you, which you can use from time to time to check on your own spiritual progress. Today we're going to look at the sixth step up, brotherly kindness. We need, first of all, to understand what that means. The commonest description for our fellow Christians in the New Testament is not believers or saints, but brothers. And so when it speaks about brotherly kindness or love for our brothers, it's not talking primarily about natural family relationships, but it's talking about our relationships with the other members of the family of Christ, our brothers and, of course, our sisters also in Christ. And before we can attain to the final seventh step of love, which I'll be speaking about tomorrow, we have to get up to this step of love for our fellow Christians, being able to relate to them, being able to get on with them, being able to accept them. And I want to say frankly, out of my own experience, out of observation of many lives, this is not always easy. Christians are not always easy people to relate to. And remember, when you say, sure, that's true, it probably applies to you too. Let me say this. At some point, it will always be our fellow believers who cause us our greatest difficulties. This is very hard for some Christians to understand. They say, well, if it happened to me from a person who wasn't a believer, I could take it, but it's a believer that's treated me like this, that's betrayed me, that's deceived me, and so on. Well, that's part of what we have to go through on our upward progress, learning to relate to our brothers and sisters even when they're not right in their relationship with us. Listen to what the psalmist says in Psalm 55. I think it's the psalmist David. He'd been through this. Listen to his words. If an enemy were insulting me, I could endure it. If a foe were raising himself against me, I could hide from him. But it is you, a man like myself, my companion, my close friend, with whom I once enjoyed sweet fellowship as we walked with the throng at the house of God. See, David had had the experience of being betrayed by a man with whom he'd enjoyed close, sweet, intimate fellowship, a man with whom he'd shared in the service and the worship of the house of God. Yet this was the very man, apparently, who had betrayed him. And he said, that's what makes it so hard. I want to tell you, it's not only David that has to go through that. you and I, sometime or other, will probably face a similar situation. Now let's look at the new commandment that Jesus gives us. In John 13, verses 34 through 35, Jesus says this to his disciples, "A new commandment I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. All men will know that you are my disciples if you love one another." Notice, first of all, that love is not an option. It's a commandment. He says clearly, "A new commandment I give you, love one another." In a certain sense, you could say, it sums up all the previous commandments. They're all summed up in this one commandment, love one another. If we keep this commandment, we're all right. If we break this commandment, we're far from all right. We have no options. We have to love one another. Then Jesus says, what will be the result of our loving one another? He says, all men will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. That's very important. We really only have two alternatives. We can obey the commandment of Jesus and love one another, and our testimony will reach all men. All men will know that we are his disciples. But if we disobey the commandment and fail to love one another, we invalidate our own testimony. It doesn't matter how much preaching we do. The world will look at us and say, but these Christians, they can't get on with one another. They quarrel, they fight, they attack one another, they separate, they split. Their religion doesn't work. Their words may sound good, but it doesn't produce the right results. And so, no matter how much preaching we may do, if we do not demonstrate to the world as Christians that we love one another, it's questionable how much good our preaching will do. We're obligated to make it work. Start where we are in the household of faith. Love our fellow believers.
You know, a great many of you listening to this program need to really consider what Derek has just said, that it's more wounding to us to be hurt by a fellow Christian than it is to be hurt by a non-believer. And some of us who have been hurt in the church and hurt by our Christian friends need to recognize that this is something that every great believer has had to get past. Even in the Old Testament it said, "These wounds I had in the house of my friends." Faithful are the wounds of a friend, but Jesus can use them to shape our lives. There's more to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
Contrary to what religious tradition and the enemy of your soul have tried to tell you, God wants you to have a life that is filled with meaning, blessing, purpose, and peace. Such a life is God's highest and best for you. The problem is that, all too often, Christians don't know how to walk in the life that their Heavenly Father wants for them. That's why Derek Prince's powerful book called Receiving God's Best is so important. In Receiving God's Best, Derek Prince paints a clear and practical picture of that life, of meaning, blessing, and purpose. And with it, you'll find out how to experience that truly wonderful life for yourself. All this week, you have the opportunity to receive a copy, absolutely free and postage paid, as our way of saying thank you for listening. To receive your own free copy of Derek's book, Receiving God's Best, simply ask for it when you call toll-free 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Find out how to receive God's best into your life. Call now, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or request your free copy of Receiving God's Best when you visit us online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Thanks for being with me here on this Friday. As we bring to conclusion this marvelous series by Derek Prince called Progress to Perfection. And right now we're on the very theme that summarizes all of it, that sort of galvanizes the moment. As we say, love and brotherly kindness are really the summation of this entire list that Derek's been talking about from the Apostle Peter. So listen and be challenged as we hear Derek Prince teach us about the love of God and brotherly kindness.
Today we come to the last of the seven upward steps in the Christian life that are set before us in 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 5 through 7. For this very reason, make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to goodness knowledge, and to knowledge self-control, and to self-control perseverance, and to perseverance godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, love. Let me just enumerate those seven steps for the last time in this series of talks. From faith, we move up to goodness. from goodness to knowledge, from knowledge to self-control, from self-control to perseverance, from perseverance to godliness, from godliness to brotherly kindness, from brotherly kindness to love. Let me also repeat the suggestion I made yesterday that you commit these 7 steps to memory. Just keep going over them to yourself until you can say them without hesitation and in the right order. Then you'll always have a spiritual yardstick with you, which you can use from time to time to check on your own spiritual progress. Today I'm going to deal with the 7th and the final step up, that is, love. First of all, we need to understand that there are a number of different Greek words in the New Testament, all of which could be and sometimes are translated love. I will just mention the 4 main ones. The first is eros, from which we get, amongst other words, the English word erotic. Eros is essentially physical passion, sexual love. The second in Greek is storge, which means more or less natural affection. It's translated like that in the King James Version. The kind of affection that exists between members of a family, brother for sister or father for son or mother for daughter and so on. The third is philia, which is normally translated friendship. The fourth, the one that we're speaking about today, the climax of our upward progress, is agape. Agape is a word which is normally, in some way or other, associated with God himself. I believe it would be accurate to say that ultimately the only source of agape is God himself. And so wherever we are going to have agape, it must proceed from God. The divine demonstration of agape, of God's love, is given us in Romans chapter 5, verses 6 through 8, where Paul says this, "You see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous man, though for a good man someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." So you see, the objects of God's love demonstrated in Christ through the death of Christ. There are 3 words that are used to describe the kind of people for whom Christ died: powerless, ungodly, and sinners. Powerless means we were the kind of people who couldn't help ourselves. We had nothing positive to offer. We were totally dependent. Ungodly means that we were, in our whole character and way of life, something alien to God, something that was unattractive and unappealing to God, something from which it would have been natural to God to avert his eyes and turn away. Thirdly, we were sinners. We were rebels. We were at war with God. And it was for such persons, the powerless, the ungodly, and sinners, that God gave Christ and that Christ died. That's the love of God. It's love on a plane higher than we can ever achieve out of our own fallen human nature. The expression of that love is total self-giving. God gave Christ. Christ gave himself. He held nothing back. He went all the way to death. The scripture says, and that, the death of the cross. He didn't turn back. He poured out the very last drop of his lifeblood. It was a total self-giving. And that's the expression of God's love, agape. We're all familiar, I suppose, with John 3:16. God so loved the world that what? He gave. Divine love is a giving love. It's not demanding, it's not possessive, it's not self-seeking, it's self-giving. This is truly the climax of spiritual development. Of course, in the grace and mercy of God, we experience this kind of love many times along the way. Every now and then we really feel our hearts filled with the love of God. We can love the unlovable. We can give of ourselves. We cease to be self-centered and self-seeking. All true Christians experience this from time to time along the Christian way. But when we arrive at this 7th step, we've arrived at something that's not just temporary. It doesn't just come and go. But it's something that's stable. It's full-rounded. It's the completed circle. We've come back to that picture that I used when I spoke about the commandment of Jesus, be perfect, the example of the circle. This is the full circle. It's God's love demonstrated in every direction. Let's look at what Peter says just a little earlier than the passage we read now, 2 Peter 1:4. God has given us his very great and precious promises, so that through them you may participate in the divine nature and escape the corruption in the world caused by evil desires. That's the objective. It's participating in the divine nature. And the divine nature is love. See, they come together. 1 John 4:16 says this, God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God, and God in him. So if our objective is the divine nature, it's fulfilled when we achieve divine love, not just as a temporary feeling that comes and goes, but as something that's become our very nature, our personality. The circle is full rounded and complete. Following these seven upward steps in 2 Peter chapter 1 has brought us back, as I pointed out, to our starting point. The starting point at the beginning of this series of talks was Matthew 5:48, the commandment of Jesus. Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect. Be complete, be mature, be full-rounded. Be a real circle. God is that vast, measureless circle that comprehends the universe. Of course, in quantity, we cannot equal God. But in quality, each of us can be a circle, fully round, complete, mature, exhibiting the love of God in all directions, to all people, on all sides, to the righteous, to the unrighteous, to the thankful, to the unthankful. That's God's nature. Evil never changes God. And when we come to this point of maturity, we do not let evil change us. No matter what we encounter, we demonstrate the love of God in action.
You know, I want to make sure that everyone listening has a firm grasp on that word agape that Derek is building on. Because agape love is a God-inspired ability to sacrifice and to live selflessly. That's really what love is, to do exactly what Jesus did, to lay down our lives selflessly. You know, I've said it before on this broadcast, you have a destiny, but your destiny is fulfilled by investing in the destinies of others and laying down your life for their good. There's so much more to come as Derek wraps up this marvelous teaching as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
Contrary to what religious tradition and the enemy of your soul have tried to tell you, God wants you to have a life that is filled with meaning, blessing, purpose, and peace. Such a life is God's highest and best for you. The problem is that all too often, Christians don't know how to walk in the life that their Heavenly Father wants for them. That's why Derek Prince's powerful book called Receiving God's Best is so important. In Receiving God's Best, Derek Prince paints a clear and practical picture of that life, of meaning, blessing, and purpose. And with it, you'll find out how to experience that truly wonderful life for yourself. All this week, you have the opportunity to receive a copy, absolutely free and postage paid, as our way of saying thank you for listening. To receive your own free copy of Derek's book, Receiving God's Best, simply ask for it when you call toll-free 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Find out how to receive God's best into your life. Call now, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or request your free copy of Receiving God's Best when you visit us online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield, and Derek now is just about to wrap up this entire series that we've had on progress to perfection. He's been talking to us about goodness, knowledge, self-control, perseverance, godliness, brotherly kindness, and love. All of these attributes that we need to walk in if we're going to be perfect and entire. Let's listen now as Derek wraps all of it up and then gives us some practical direction for our lives.
Now let's look and see how Peter sums this up. This is very important. We need to come to a practical conclusion. Going on in that same first chapter of 2 Peter, verses 8 and 9, Peter says this, and he's talking about these seven qualities that we've spoken about as the upward steps. He says, if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, they will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But if anyone does not have them, he is nearsighted and blind and has forgotten that he's been cleansed from his past sins. You see, there's really only two alternatives. Either we're going to fail to see what God is saying to us, and we are classified as nearsighted and blind, forgetting what God has done for us, or we're going to possess these qualities in increasing measure, and they will keep us from being ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm sure you don't want to be ineffective and unproductive. Well, here's the way to avoid it. Possess these qualities that we've been speaking about in ever-increasing measure. They'll keep you from being ineffective and unproductive. But if you don't possess these qualities, you're going to be dismissed as blind, short-sighted, forgetting what you've been delivered from. And so Peter comes to the practical application, and with this I'm going to close, verses 10 and 11. Therefore, my brothers, in the light of all this, be all the more eager to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you will never fall, and you will receive a rich welcome into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So we have to be eager. We have to be diligent. We've got to make our calling by God sure. The way to make it sure, the way to make sure that we will never fall, that we'll have a rich welcome into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, is steadfastly to pursue these seven upward steps, to work at them, to develop them, to apply them, until they become real in our lives. And then we have the assurance of a rich welcome into the eternal kingdom of Jesus Christ.
You know, the Bible tells us that sin really is missing the mark. That's what the Greek word hamartia, which is translated sin, that's what it really means. It means to fall short of a target. It's really an archery term. It's used to describe what you do with a bow and an arrow when you fire at a target, but it falls short. And the fact is that we're all going to sin. We're all going to fall short. But you know the problem for many Christians is that we don't know what the target is. What are we shooting for? Are we shooting just to not drink, not smoke, not cuss, not see dirty movies? I mean, is that the goal? Are we shooting just to go to church, read our Bibles every day, and you know, take a shower twice a week? I mean, is that what we're about? Is that the goal? No. The goal is the character of Jesus. The goal is to be perfect. It's to be conformed to His image. It's to be suited for the purposes that He has set for our lives. And that's why this teaching by Derek is so important, is because it sets the target for our lives. The target is well-defined in that progression out of 2 Peter. It says that what we need to be about, what we need to be stepping towards, is goodness, knowledge, self-control, perseverance, godliness, brotherly kindness, and love. Now, I want to urge everyone listening to this broadcast to memorize that list and to begin to set your heart to achieve that goal. You're going to fail. You're not going to do it without any kind of hesitation or without any kind of flaw. But you know what? At least you will have adjusted the sights of your heart to the right target. The right target is the character of Jesus, and this list defines what that is. And begin to ask yourself about your life. You know, are people feeling the love of God for me? Are people encouraged in godliness? Do people increase in knowledge because of how I live? Are people loved and drawn to Jesus because of how I live? Again, that's not going to happen perfectly, to use the word in the old sense, in your life, but it is going to at least cause you to be shooting for the right target, and that's when the Holy Spirit can flood into your life and give you the power and the transformation to actually begin to hit that target as time goes on. This is the goal, and this is what it means to be suited to your purpose, to be making progress to perfection. Well, listen, that's all the time we have for today. For everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us again next week for a fantastic series in God's Word as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
Take a moment now to request your copy of Derek's book, Receiving God's Best, available to Derek Prince Legacy Radio listeners absolutely free. Call 1-800-448-3261. That's 1-800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. The book and the phone call are both free. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or in Canada, call 888-737-0771. And of course, you can request your free copy securely online at derekprince.org. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries and produced in association with Audio Aviators. For more information about anything heard on today's program, visit us on the web at derekprince.org. That's derekprince.org.